Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, I'm Gary YouTube from Cultaholic Wrestling and welcome back to this latest slice of Gary YouTubing. You see, dear viewer, who doesn't know what a Gary YouTube is, to Gary YouTube is a verb and that's to do the basic bitch content every other YouTuber does. And we're no better than them, so here we are. This is a long one, this, 81 entries. Hit the intro, Sam. So I guess a thanks must go to Lauren Davis in the comments section of the last tier list, who recommended we do this one. So thank you, Lauren.
Thanks, Lauren. Did you want me to join in?
Yeah, thanks, Lauren.
Cheers, Lauren.
Big long one, this.
Big dab for you, Lauren.
Just like the YouTubers. But just in case you haven't been here before, we're going to be tier ranking AEW entrance themes, and we're going to put them in a tier ranking malarkin thingy, which ranks from the best to lovely, 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 to all right, to just about bearable, to get in the bin. I've done this about 50 times, and I don't know what they are anyway. Kicking things off with the factory, Jack.
I'm looking forward to it, though. It should be good.
It should be good.
I'm worried, because I can't... I'm going to have to really try and remember all 81 themes. Are you confident in your ability to learn everything?
I did send you this list about 3 days ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
It was three days ago.
Oh, God. I'll try my best.
He hasn't researched.
I'll try my best.
I have, though, and more to that point, I've asked musical expert Jack Atkins from The Office, who likes the hip-hop, who admittedly, though, says his heart is still in 1993, so he doesn't listen to the type of music you hear from a lot of AEW themes today.
That's all right.
Must put that disclaimer in first, but he's told me about regions and stuff like that, nice. Where the music comes from. So I can't wait to speak about that like I know what I'm talking about. But first of all, we have The Factory, which is generic rock.
Grinding.
It's slow. It's plodding. It's much like QT Marshall's dress sense.
Oh.
It's something you would expect to hear in the creation suite, I do believe, of a SmackDown versus Raw game from the mid-noughties.
Yeah, it's very generic, but... is that deliberate? Because it's the factory. It's the trainees.
Potentially. Would you not think that they would have a sort of like heavenly thing, like, we are the future? Maybe like Michael Jackson, we are the one.
If we came out of that, then maybe it would be better. It's not like top tier, is it? It's nowhere near top
tier. I would firmly put it in just about bearable. I don't think it's bin worthy.
I'm fully agreeing with that.
I think it's just about bearable. But maybe it is by design, who knows? A big shout out as well to Mikey Ruckus and other people who do the music for AEW. Mm-hmm. But Mikey Ruckus does most of it, and he does a sterling job.
Oh, absolutely.
Tip-top guy. That sounded really sarcastic.
No, he's the modern-day Jim Johnson.
He is the modern-day Jim Johnson. He's fantastic. Next up, we have Britt Baker, who, of course, has the same theme. That one. That's from Seinfeld, isn't it?
Is it?
That little soundbite I saw somewhere, I'm sure. But this is by Downstate, of course. We all know how it goes. Beep! The Doctor will see you now. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's very pomp and circumstantial.
Yeah. I like it
a
lot.
That's a word.
I think it really fits a character really well.
Yeah.
Because it's got that dentist bit, but it's also... menacing a little bit as well. It's like, whoa, what's she going to do? She's evil.
And it's ever so slightly regal, I might argue.
Yeah, it sounds quite grand.
Which is what she is. She's the DMD. She's the top of the food chain. But she's the tribal chief.
We've said really good things already, even comparing it to Roman Reigns. Yes, absolutely. But it's not top tier for me.
I would agree, sir.
I would even say
it's maybe by the end of the tier list, as we all know, things move and shake and move about by the end of the... What am I saying here, Jack?
Well, I know what you mean.
I've got off to a flyer here and I can't stop. Things move about as we go along, so this could go down to all right, I reckon. Ooh. But I'll put it in lovely, lovely, lovely,
I think lovely, lovely
for a starting point. Yeah. Next up, we have Jamie Hayter, and here we have the best theme. Steady on there. Jamie Hayter's theme is the best theme in AEW today.
What? Whoa. Why so?
It is noise.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people saying it sounds like a Final Boss thing from some nerdy thing, which I don't understand, so I'll take their word for it. But to me, it sounds like something you'd hear at hospitality in Leeds when you're dropping several disco biscuits, listen to some drum and bass and other things that make you go radio rental. And therefore, as a theme, mixed in with Jamie Hayter's walk to the ring, which is the most powerful power walk I think I've seen outside the Olympic Games, for goodness sake, I'd put it in the top tier straight away.
Oh, well, I was going to go for lovely, lovely, lovely,
keeps out the top for you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's, you know what it is. It's just that she's not been around that long, so it hasn't become as ingrained. But that's not her fault. So for now, if you really want,
As soon as I heard it on that debut match, I think it was back in August, I got myself on the YouTube. A short while later, it was put on there on the AEW Music channel. And
fair enough.
Sometimes it gets me out of bed in the morning. Hangman Page. It's a weird one, this, to put in a tier list thing.
It's not your classic big baby faces here tune.
No.
But Hangman's journey that he's been on has made it really popular.
It's definitely a parody of a song that's relating to cowboys in some form of fashion from some film.
Okay.
I heard it the other day, and I was sat there with my girlfriend. I was like, oh, that sounds like Hangman's theme. She's like, oh, yeah, it sort of makes sense for the cowboy thing. Mm. So someone in the comments will know what I'm on about, but I think it fits them to a T.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Is it in the best, though?
I would argue it's on a similar keel to Britt Baker.
That's exactly what I was thinking as well. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Wow.
Here we go.
Such synergy. Dark Order next up. And I don't think I'm the only one thinking this. I reckon Dark Order need a new theme. Something that's a bit happier, a bit more cheerful, a bit less spooky, creepy pervert.
Do you think it reminds you too much of the original Dark Order?
Yeah.
The two of them and all the
human
minions.
Throne of men.
Yeah.
Aye.
I like the start, the Join the Dark Order, but the sting, as they call it, in the business. Mm. But yeah, I'm not sure about the theme generally. I don't know.
It just doesn't suit them anymore. And when you think of AEW, as we'll find out during the course of this tier ranking, they're not afraid of changing somebody's theme when the storyline indicates they've had a bit of a character change. Mm. So it's weird to have the Dark Order keep this theme, although I'm sure there's some very good, wholesome reason for it.
I guess so.
Yeah. It is a good theme, though. I just don't think it fits them anymore.
Do you think it's all right?
I put it in all right.
I think it's all right.
Because it is still a good theme. I like the heaviness of it. Mm. I like the balls of it. But they say that a lot
to me. They're not heavy at all, are they? No. They're jolly chaps.
Jolly, jolly chaps. And chapettes.
Yes.
Because Anna Jay's there as well. Hikaru Shida.
Now, right. I like it, but and the thing that I think most about her in entrance is the Tron with the metallic person. But I feel like she's a prime example of, just because she's from Japan doesn't mean the theme needs to sound Japanese.
It does have that instrument in it.
That flute thing or whatever, yeah. Whereas you got Nakamura's theme, which does sound Japanese, but it's a more modern Japanese sound, and it's class, and everyone loved it when it first came along. And I think more wrestling promotions need to take inspiration from that when booking Japanese talent. Mm. Don't mind it. But it doesn't bang for me.
I don't think it bangs either. And I agree with you when it comes to the music video overshadowing the entrance theme itself.
Yeah.
And it's one that takes a little while to get going, with the bit at the start, and then it's got the drums at the start, doesn't it? And it gets into the thing, then the little flute thing happens. I should know the name of that instrument, but I don't know. I'm sorry about that.
It might be a flute, it might be.
Yeah, who knows? But I would argue, top of all right, me.
I would go exactly the same.
It's not offensive in any way.
No, it's not bad.
It's just not one of the bangers, is it, of AEW?
No, certainly not.
Andrade, which is almost like two themes in one, because it starts off with like the grand intro. He's not like a Lucha Bro Mexican, but a different kind of Mexican, but still a Mexican. Then it breaks out into that faster pace, sort of like Latino. It's got the guitars and all sorts of things. Yeah. You'd expect Nobby Solano to come along with a trumpet.
Similar to...
Two people understand that reference.
Not similar in terms of his... In terms of the song itself, but similar in terms of vibe to his WWE theme.
Mm.
But a bit more, you know...
A bit more jolly, a bit more happy.
And it's got that first bit as well, as you mentioned. Yeah. So I don't know what to make of it, really.
It's a bit weird for me. I was expecting a little bit more. Because you could, with Andrade's gimmick, you could come up with something that belonged in the 80s. And I like things that belonged in the 80s. In terms of music, that is.
Well, what comments will we get to some other theme tunes later on in this list?
Dear me. I might have spoken a bit too soon when I said Jamie Hayter's was the best theme in AEW. Mm. Let me tell you. What am I doing here? Andrade. I would say, I reckon it's no better than Shida's, that's for sure.
I think it's all right as well. Yeah.
I think it's a bit underwhelming for what the gimmick he has and the music you could put to that look and everything. I think it's a bit on the underwhelming side. But maybe he likes it, and if he does...
Of all the tier lists we've ever done, I'm realising as we go on, this is going to cause the most ructions in the chat, in the comment section. In the chat? I'm such a Twitch boy.
I know, you bloody Twitcher. TH2, who are still a thing, believe it or not.
Dubstep.
Laid back.
Oh, no, it's the...
Yeah, it's like, you do that dance, don't you?
It's weird. I'd like a heavier dubstep sound for them. I know that Angelico loves the dubstep themes, as he did previously in his career. This one doesn't do it for me.
You know when magicians have the bit of string that they make hard and then the string flops down when they've done the trick?
Yes.
That's what Angelico is to me in a human form. He's just that floppy bit of string that flops back. So I like the laid-back vibe of this. Okay. I think it's at least lovely, lovely, lovely.
Really?
If not higher. I'm a big fan of THT.
I was going to go at most all right, if not lower. Mm. Fair enough. It is different.
Yeah.
It is certainly different. And you've made a compelling argument about the magician's string.
Yeah.
So
that's what he's like, isn't he? When he's just walking down the ring like that.
Oh, lovely for now. Yeah. Lovely for now.
We'll go lovely for now. Yeah. Are you in there? He's in there. Like swimwear. Next up, we have Jungle Boy Jurassic Express. You'll notice throughout the course this tier, I'm using the themes that are being played on Dynamite more recently. So, for example, the Inner Circle's collective theme hasn't been heard in Donkey's years because they come out of Judas now, so that one hasn't made the cut.
I can't see them.
So, hey?
I can't see them.
I think, oh my God, have I made a mistake with the pictures?
Oh.
Don't say so! No! Oh my God, it's right at the bottom. Jack, okay. You have to scroll down, I'm very sorry.
It's all right.
That's Jungle Boy.
There he is.
Baltimora. Oh, Taz's favourite AEW theme, and a theme. You have to just hold it there and let it scroll up, I guess, if you can.
There we
go.
I'll just check that we're still...
Sam is having kittens on the edit right now.
Oh.
Scroll up a little bit more. We're okay, that's my mistake. Sam will make a way around it. He's a genius. Baltimora. I'm making it sound like a pie maker. Yeah. Baltimora.
It's incredible, Ross.
It's an incredible
song. I've got to just stick it straight into
it. It's straight in the best.
Top of best. We'll redo that at the end. But oh my word. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What a song that is.
And interestingly, we found out this week that our resident upper, what's it? Lesser News Ape.
Yeah, Aidan Gibbons.
Aidan Gibbons has listened to this song for 3 hours this year.
Has he? On the Spotify Wrapped?
On the iTunes version, not the Spotify version.
It's a very good song. Had you heard it before AEW?
I feel like I did in kids' parties and whatnot. Not like when I used to go when I was through the 90s. Like, I don't just go there for the crack.
Just to hang out.
I feel like I've heard it before, but it's been a while.
I'd never heard it before. Asked my parents about it because they are from the 80s. And they said, it was rubbish.
It wasn't a big hit. I've heard that a lot, yeah, from people from the 80s.
Well, they are wrong.
I know they are.
It should have been a big hit.
They weren't capable of having fun in the 80s, were they?
No, famously not.
Destination, oh no! Ruby, 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 Soho.
Destination, oh no!
That's what it says, isn't it? Or is it just a whoa-ho?
Destination unknown.
Unknown!
Because that's why it goes from Destination Unknown.
That makes
Ruby, Soho, yeah.
Yeah, that makes
Destination,
more sense.
Destination, oh no!
Ah, bollocks, I don't know where we are. The GPS is turned off. Ruby, Soho. Weird one for the tier, I reckon. It's got to go up there, but how far up there?
I reckon best. But then I knew the song, and I'm a big fan of the song.
I knew the song beforehand.
Yeah, everyone knew the song.
Rancid.
Yeah, it is Rancid.
That fellow with the same...
Lars
Ulrichsson.
Fredriksson. Ulrika Johnson.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yes.
I'll go in the best.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to force this one into the best.
I'll agree with that.
That's all right.
It is a good song, and it has her name in it.
And it reminds me of the moment when she made her debut and she looked so happy.
Yeah.
It was nice.
And I was sad because Andrew picked her in the Battle Royal and I didn't.
Who did you pick?
I can't remember.
Didn't win.
Was it Thunder Rosa? Because, it was Thunder Rosa because the final two, it came down to us, but she got the win, the bitch. next up we have The Acclaimed, which feels like a real weird one to put in the tier list because, of course, Max Caster's always rapping over the top of it. But The Bed, is that what the official phrase is? The Bed?
Yeah, I guess so.
Aye, I think it's a bop.
The Acclaimed. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. When I'm walking down the main street here in Newcastle, I put it on inside my head just to feel a bit badass and put a bit of swagger in my walk and keep those frat boys away from me, you know?
The Newcastle frat
those
boys.
Those frat boys of Newcastle upon Tyne, they stay away when I'm doing my swagger down Northumberland Street with the Acclaimed's instrumental theme in my head. I would go definitely lovely, lovely, lovely for this, you know?
I would as well, but the theme is very much what he makes it, isn't it? It's hard to do.
And you could argue, of course, the theme's just the music itself is repetitive, but it is what it is, isn't it? And it's a nice repetitive thing to have. Just imagine yourself.
And, you know, it can go disastrously wrong, as we've seen in the past, but it can also go very, very well.
Yes,
so
it can do.
I think lovely's fair.
Anthony Ogogo, who, if you couldn't tell, is a massive fan of Peaky Blinders.
And of you.
And of me. And I am a fan of him.
Yeah.
We are lovers.
What's his theme go like?
Yeah, I remember. It's like... Dun, dun, dun. It's like the Peaky Blinders open and closing
the
theme.
It's
like that sort of vibe.
Okay.
But it's... I would argue... It can't be as good as the original. Nothing ever is it?
Okay. No.
So, but it is nice. And I like where it's come from, because it sort of fits what he is, being a boxer and whatnot. Mm. And what does Chris Jericho keep saying on that show they do on a Friday called Rampage?
That's a prize fighter, isn't it?
Philanthropist, I don't know what he says.
Oh, right, okay.
The old-fashioned pugilist. Name for a box. Pugilist, that's the one.
Yes.
That's not what I said. Yes. But it sort of fits that vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I reckon...
You imagine him telling someone to put him up.
And twiddling his moustache. Yeah. Come on.
That's a good vibe.
Yeah. If we're putting the Acclaimed up there, I reckon we've got to put Anthony Ogogo's up there as well.
Okay.
I think it's a nice theme, especially if you know where it comes from, and if you're a fan of the Peaky Blinders and that fella and his family. You know what I mean?
Tommy
Ogogo.
Called, man?
Tommy Ogogo.
Shelby. Yes.
Thomas Shelby. Gun Club next up, which is a new theme that they've brought in towards the end of 2021. And it's a subtle take on their old theme, because I think they've recently turned, well, not recently, but they've turned heel throughout the year that was 2021. The synth, it feels like a song I could easily put on while cruising in my car. Cruising? Cruising in my car through the streets of Newcastle upon Tyne at 1 a.m.
You know, as the Matthew calls it, Newcastle upon Tyne.
Tyne?
He does. If next time he mentions it, listen to him, he says Newcastle upon Tyne.
Why would it be in Newcastle upon Tyne?
I think he's just... I'm sure he knows how it's spelled, the river, but I think his brain's just...
My goodness, mate, that's sacrilege. I like this theme, because it's got synth, and it's sort of... Their old theme was okay, but this is a step up from their old theme. That's always should what happened when it comes to wrestling themes, I reckon.
I reckon so as well. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, low down, I reckon, but still lovely, lovely, lovely all the same. Bobby Fish, which the vocals of his song, it sounds like your man Danzig to me. Right?
Right.
Right? But it's not Danzig. It's a band called Damn Valentines. Mm. I'll give you a reason. I'll give you a... Sort of punky, innit?
A little bit. It's a bit like... But it's got that... I don't know how to describe it, but it makes him sound like he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. He's a grizzled man.
It's a song from the 70s.
Right.
Punk.
What do you think of it?
I think it's lovely, me.
Oh.
I think it's lovely.
I was going to go all right, but if you want to...
Oh, no, I think it's great.
Oh, well, then we'll
definitely... It's a nice chone as well, I reckon. A nice chone with a capital CH at the front.
There we go.
I think it's great. Do you think it's great?
I thought it was all right.
I'll give you a reason to dance away, because you'll bop them on the head.
Maybe I need to listen to it more times.
Maybe you do.
Yeah.
I'll sit you down.
Okay.
Play it until you go blue in the face. Next up, we have the Super Elite, which is the version of the Elite, which had Kenny Omega at the front, then the Young Bucks either side, then the Good Brothers at the back. You know that one?
Oh, the slower one.
I'm in the payment. Yeah. Oh, man.
It was their line in the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a perfect Evolution's theme comes to mind as well, but so does NWO's and so does Bullet Clubs. It's like an amalgamation of all of them.
When you've got a big stable, slower songs seem to work better for some reason, or like more heavy ones, like big. Imagine a giant stepping slowly. I don't know what I'm talking about here.
It's another Northumberland Street song if you want to avoid those frat boys and scare the life out of them.
Frat boys
I don't
on
know. I don't know. But you know what I mean? The students with their modern haircuts and
whatnot. Oh, you're around near sort of the Five Swans area.
Top end of Northumberland Street, you know. But you put this on, you get an extra swag in your step and they get a bit scared of you.
Yeah.
And I think it's fantastic.
Before you know it, you're down at the monument end and you're absolutely fine. You're in the clear.
You're in the clear. I reckon this is the best here, you know. And
yes,
I think it's an absolute crime that they didn't use this more often when they were the Super Elite.
I think so as well. Because maybe we'll talk about, is the Elite on here as well?
No, it's not.
That's all right. Yeah, talk about it now. That's all right, because I'm talking about it now then. I just think that one's a bit... That one, I can't help... When they come out of that, I can't help but think of the YouTube show instead of wrestlers arriving now.
Yeah, it's too playful, isn't it, for what they are?
Yes, very much
so. Which I guess is what they are, because they are playful nerds trying to be hard and whatnot, but I agree. I think it should have been that all along. Next up, we have Brian Cage, which was updated this year to sound more like the Terminator at the start. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I don't know where they got that link from when it comes to Brian Cage and the Terminator.
Well, he's just a massive man.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, sorry, right. I was trying to think, how can I explain this in plain terms?
And then it goes to sort of a bit generic. It sounds like, if you listen to the riff, I think it's the riff, it sounds like the King of My World riff from Saliva, Chris Jericho, back in the day.
Ooh.
Meow, meow.
Okay.
Meow.
But does that push it into the upper reaches of this tier list?
It's good, but I think this one's a bit too generic.
I think it's all right.
Yeah.
I was going all right.
I'll go all right as well, fair enough. Just much like Brian Cage, in the opinion of all the higher-ups in AEW, it would seem.
Mm-hmm.
What have they got against him? What's he done wrong?
I don't know, but similar things have happened elsewhere in Impact. He got absolutely buried on the way out. Or was that just because he was leaving?
Maybe because he was leaving.
Yeah, it's probably just because he was leaving. I don't know what's happened.
If you know, let us know in the comments below. Yeah. Next up, we have Penelope Ford.
I like
who,
Penelope,
of course,
Steve.
Is a super bad girl.
She's a bad girl.
It belongs on, I know you said Johnny Vegas there, but that's not the guy, is it? That's not the guy with the sleep back hair on Cartoon Network.
Oh, Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo. Mm. Johnny Vegas is a little bit different. A bit 50s. Down the beach with the surfboard,
with the
chatting
babes,
up the babes.
And the frat boys.
The chicks, yeah. Chickadees and chickadoos and that. And she comes out wearing her sunglasses, mm-hmm. Sunglasses and whatnot, and the total package fits for me. I think it's a lovely theme.
I think it's fantastic. I can't decide between the two top tiers.
I'll go upper echelons of lovely, okay. lovely for me.
Okay.
Just in comparison to what's in the top tier at the moment.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
it's quite that high, but it is very good.
Oh my God, that sound.
I don't know if you can hear that, dear viewer, but that is the sound of the downstairs loo flushing, and it sounds like one of the big tripod things of War of the Worlds, that film that had Tom Cruise in from like 2005. Terrifying.
It stopped.
We're okay. Next up, we have Varsity Blondes, which is a theme they should just have. They are called the Varsity Blondes. They have 80s haircuts, apart from what's-her-face. I've forgotten her name.
Julia.
Julia Hart. And that's just the theme they should have.
You mentioned Jack Atkins earlier, giving us some pointers on the hibbity hop. Mm. But Jack Atkins has also... Jack Atkins has also said that he... Before I stepped in to do this tier list, he went, can I try and force my opinion on the tier list?
Oh,
what's
God.
Up? He went, this has to be top tier. And I went, oh, may of course. That's not even a controversial...
I would say lovely, me personally. But if you want to go top,
I'd say top tier.
I've been outvoted 2-1, so I'll go for the top.
Aidan also thought it should go top as well. It's a banger.
I guess it is. It's got vibes with me for whatever it is, whatever the right word is. Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
When you listen to it, it sounds like a bit like Welcome to the Jungle as it gets deeper into the song.
It does.
With that thing, not the cowbell, but the other thing that sounds like a cowbell.
Yeah. Some sort of symbol.
Next up, we have what might just be the best theme in all Elite Wrestling. We have FTR. My God. I know it's a play of a theme from the 80s, Midnight Express, whatever the hell it was, but my God.
I've never got it, you know.
Take it out to the car park now and let's have a boogie, Jack.
I've never got it. I've never understood why it's good.
Da-da-dun.
I know it's old school.
Oh, my God. If you don't put it in the top tier, I'm going to have to fight you.
Well, I forced the Varsity Blondes in, so I'll let this go in as well. But
it's the best theme AEW do.
I'm not going to agree with it, I'm afraid.
Unless it's Jamie Hayter. It's one of the two best themes AEW do.
I've never got it, and I'm going to catch pelters for that, but I've never, ever understood.
It's interesting that you have that opinion, because now we have Judas by Chris Jericho and Fozzy to speak about, yeah. Do we have to put it in the top just by default?
It's good, isn't it?
That's good.
And at the time of recording, Fozzy were playing last night in Newcastle.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Jericho had a picture in front of Wetherspoons.
Jericho says he's wandering around Newcastle, right, dear viewer?
Yeah.
And the venue is next to a Wetherspoons. So he had the picture outside the Wetherspoons, then he had the picture outside of the railing in front of the river, which was opposite the Wetherspoons door.
Literally a 5-second walk from the
And then he walked about 10 seconds further down the quayside and took a picture there, and that was his walk around Newcastle.
Yeah.
Literally about a 15-yard square radius,
yes,
I reckon, something
definitely.
Like that. But it's got to go in the top, hasn't it? No matter how many times we've heard it, no matter how many times we're getting sick of hearing it, I'm getting a little bit sick of it now.
Me too, but it's still... I never thought I'd ever prefer it to Break the Walls Down, but now maybe I do.
Whoa!
I know.
That's a different opinion for a different video. It's hard to believe it's been like 4 years. Four years.
Since he's been using it.
Since he's been that way. It was the TakeOver Chicago theme, wasn't it? Back in 2017.
Was it? Wow.
I'm sure it was, yeah. Someone will correct me if I was wrong there, but it was a TakeOver theme, and it's been around, being played non-stop ever since.
Yeah.
Four long years later.
Yeah.
Christian Cage, of course, a bit of a parody. Not a parody, just a rip-off of his TNA theme.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad thing.
Not necessarily.
That's a good thing.
Fraser Porter thinks it should be top tier.
I'd be inclined to agree.
Whoa.
Bit of Evanescence, but not Evanescence.
I've never got on board with Christian's themes quite as much as other people have, apart from...
Waterproof Blonde.
Truth Revealed. Yeah.
The woman version.
Yeah, the woman
version.
Not the
man version.
No, the woman version is much better.
Yeah.
But no offence to that man. But probably. I guess it is top tier.
Let's put it in top tier. I think it's great.
Again, like Hikaru Shida's, I just think of outwork everyone on the screen. And then he comes out for a 6-man.
And then not have as many matches as everyone else.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Best Friends, and by default, it's in the top tier.
Because it's Pixies.
No, Best Friends.
Oh.
best friends.
Yeah, the fact that we've just done that.
It's got to be top tier. It's a fantastic theme. Next up, we have CM Punk. And if you don't know this, his theme is Cult of Personality by The Living Colour.
Yes.
I feel like I'm a radio DJ.
It's got to be top tier, I think. But I don't want to sound like a big old goth boy. I always preferred the Killswitch Engage song.
Same.
You did?
Yeah.
Thought it fit in better.
This fire burns.
Yeah, always.
Aye.
But nowadays, maybe Cult of Personality does fit better.
It's overtaken it in terms of being iconic and synonymous with the CM Punk name.
It has. And I like the... Although they've changed the static at the start a bit from WWE, because WWE's was more immediate, like... This is more of like a...
They need to kick the TV a bit harder.
Yeah. But it's still a top tier theme.
It's still a top tier theme. Next up, we have Cody Rhodes, who, through the course, I'm going to sneeze elephant.
Hey, you've always told me the elephant trick worked.
That's the first time it hasn't.
Wow.
I've got no hand sanitizer.
Do you want to pause? He's just using water. That's fine. Oh.
Bit of cold water to wash the hands. Cody Rhodes, whose theme went a bit more regal this year.
No more strings.
Yeah. Do you reckon he was there in the recording studio just doing the old...
Because
I reckon he was.
I thought that was a sign that he was going to turn heel. I thought it sounded more heelish.
Was not just a sign that America has better strings than the UK, who just have gritty Birmingham. Who is the band who does that original?
The original?
Red Hand.
Whoever it is. Yeah.
They are mere paupers compared to Cody Rhodes and his string orchestra.
Now, the problem with Downstate, I'm assuming the non-Snoop Dogg version. This is the modern day string.
Bollocks to the Snoop Dogg version.
I think... not sure, you know.
It's got to be top tier, right? It's Cody Rhodes, it's Downstate with a bit of strings.
The strings make it worse for me.
I agree with the live version,
minus points for that as well, because the poor guy got slated for his vocals.
Did he?
Yeah.
When the hell was that? That was a while ago.
He did a live one once, yeah. I can't remember which pay-per-view it was for. The Snoop Dogg one, I'm glad he's ditched that.
I can see why they did the Snoop Dogg one, but it didn't need to stay around for that long.
But Downstate, the song's Kingdom, I mean, it's good, isn't it? The lyrics make total sense with... My father said, hard times make better, man. It's top tier.
It's top tier. Even with the strings. But out of principle, I reckon we don't put it at the top tier just because of the strings making it slightly worse.
Maybe.
Next up, we have Serena Deeb, and this is where we get some musical facts from Jack Atkins, whose heart is still in hip-hop in 1993, and he doesn't quite listen to the modern-day stuff like this one is. Josiah Williams, Wrestling Flow, he does this one. It's all about her coming back and thriving.
Return of the veteran.
All that sort of stuff. Y'all about to get banished. Get out of town. Banished. Jack Atkins, who, as I say, the disclaimer's there, everybody, just in case you disagree with his input here. Chicago style, this one.
Poor
man's Kanye West, he says.
Poor Josiah.
Aye.
Wow.
I mean, it's not a bad thing to be called a poor man's Kanye West, is it?
I can't think. No, probably not. It depends which
I was in high school.
Kanye West.
I was in high school in 2008 when Kanye West was the coolest cat on the block.
Yeah. Oh, right. I thought there was going to be more of a...
Oh, no. Just showing you how high he got up the pantheon of cool cats. He got up there.
I think Josiah Williams' songs to me sound like all the other Josiah Williams. Not in a bad way. not in a bad way. But this, to me, if I heard this and I heard Sean Spears' one, I'd be like, oh, what's going on? But for me, his best thing he ever did was the Undisputed Era remix.
Adam Cole.
Yeah.
Bay.
And then he did it with him live. This one's good though, I think.
I think it's all right. But this is obviously just two white men sat here.
Jack Atkins is also a white man.
But
he knows more about hip hop.
Jack Atkins.
Did we get him in?
We'll get him in. Is he there? Can he hear us? This is some wonderful, wonderful YouTubing. Hear us. Oh. We'll put it in all right, shall we? Put it higher?
No, I think all right's fine, probably.
Could have done with... I should have asked him for his final tier list placing. Daniel Garcia.
What's his theme?
His, right, in the opinion of Jack Atkins and Jack Atkins alone, remember the disclaimer, 1993 and all that, quite hardcore East Coast. Post-2000 style, much like your DMX, but without all the cocaine.
Okay.
To me... In my analysis of this theme, it sounds like it would be on the menus of Need for Speed Underground.
Oh, okay, okay. Here we go.
Along with that song that's like, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, that's how all my racial slur roll.
Oh, right, okay. That's all right then. That's pretty good.
Aye.
Maybe that's... Well, for me,
it's much of a muchness. But then again, I'm into indie stuff. I'm into a bit of heavier stuff.
You're into Jim Johnson?
Jim Johnson.
Wrestling themes as
well. Top 3% of WWE's listener audience on Spotify this year.
Well, I can't remember it. So I might just...
It's called Crimson Extinction, and it's one of the... Is it influenced by the MMA world of today? Because when I watch MMA, the undercard especially, you know where it's got like the beat?
The ball. Yeah.
It's that sort of vibe to it. So maybe it's that influence there.
That would be in all right for me if it's all like that.
I would put it the similar tier to Serena Deeb if I do.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then we have Dante Martin / Top Flight, and it sounds a bit like Little Wayne at the start.
It's a Little Mix.
Not Little Mix, definitely Little Mix. All right, Little Wayne. R.I.P.
Oh, well, one of them left. They're still going on.
Oh, die. Jesse?
Yeah, Jesse, yeah.
Who now is being a poor woman's Cher Lloyd.
From what I've seen.
Swagger Jagger, etc., etc. I like the claps.
Yeah.
And it's got the beat. It slaps hard, fam.
I think it matches his energy.
Yeah.
His exciting potential.
I like the juxtaposition because the lyrics are quite laid back, but the beat and the claps are quite high paced, which it plays off well with him being so cool and calm and collected walking down the ring.
We should be
flying.
We should be music critics.
Why aye? Easy, innit?
I'm torn between lovely and all right.
I reckon it's a step above Deeb and Garcia's personally.
All right.
I'll go bottom.
We're being very generous here. Look at the structure of the tier list so far.
AEW can do no wrong, can they? Of course. Darby Allin. Iconic pair in that theme with him, I believe. I don't know if they were made for each other or if Darby just had Spotify on one day and had a playlist on and came across it, was like, oh, I fall down too. And then picked it.
I feel like it's one of those songs where if I was a kid, I would think that he sang it.
It does sound a bit like... It could sound a bit like him. It could sound like him.
It's not my favourite... Just to clarify the difference here, it's not my favourite song. As a song, it's not my favourite. But as you mentioned, working with the character, it's top tier for me.
Yeah, definitely top tier. It's iconic. Can you say iconic after 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
And he skateboards down during the drop of the chorus? Oh, yes.
Like a poor man's Cora Jade. Dob!
She doesn't even have a skateboard.
She does.
Oh,
she's got a little one, hasn't she?
Sorry, she doesn't ride it, though.
What were they called back in the day? I had one.
Oh, mini boards, I don't
mini
know.
Mini board, no, yes, that's what it's called. Dustin Rhodes.
Oh, he's such a cowboy.
Yeah, dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Then it kicks off a bit. It's all right.
Oh, it's lovely.
Do you reckon it's lovely?
I reckon it's lovely.
Low down on lovely, if so.
Okay, then. That's all that needs to be said, then.
You're being such a shill here. Honestly,
no,
right?
I like Dustin.
Honestly, right? I like Dustin, but his theme's a bit...
No!
A bit plodding, isn't it? A bit like, it's bloody Dustin coming out again.
Here he comes.
But I'll go with that. Bottom of all right's fine. Kingston.
Bottom of lovely.
Bottom of lovely, that's fine. Eddie Kingston, who has the organ in his theme, and that, for me, puts it at least a very minimum lovely, lovely, lovely.
A minimum lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
Does it work with his character? Yeah, it does.
Of course it does. He's walking down the ring all intense and whatnot, ready for a scrap. Backstage eating cake with aplomb. Not with aplomb. As in shoving it in his face, not with aplomb, wrongly.
I'd still go lovely, though, because I don't know if it does quite enough to push it into the best.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I should note as well, I think it was me and Jen over a year ago did this very tier, but obviously with the themes that were around back then. You'll have to go back and watch and compare and contrast where we put certain themes, where Eddie Kingston's was on there. I reckon I'll go top of lovely.
Okay, top
up of there, lovely. Up there with your Britt Bakers and your Penelopes and stuff like that. Yeah?
Yeah. I've done it.
Speak some words.
Sorry, yeah. I think it's good, but it's not. It's just, that's the very definition for me of a second tier AEW theme.
Ooh.
I know people might disagree because they love Eddie Kingston. That's fine. I love Eddie Kingston. We all do. But his theme just lacks just the tiniest something for me.
More organs. Men of the Year, who of course had their big feud with the Inner Circle, Chris Jericho, Dan Lambert, all that good stuff. All that comedy historical stuff.
I don't like it because I associate it in my mind, it's like a Pavlovian response. I associate it with, well, we've got a 20-minute promo segment incoming now.
Oh, that's an interesting
so much talking.
Take. Should such a Pavlovian response be allowed in this tier list?
Well, that's your call.
Or do we just base these songs on how much they bang?
Yeah. How much they slap.
Aye.
As the kids say.
I think it's fine. I don't think there's much to it. I think it sort of blends in with other themes like your Garcias and your Deebs of the world.
Okay.
Do you?
So, I agree. If I try and remove my own bias because of the association my brain has with it, I'll put it in all right.
Yeah, I think, looking at the tier, the Factory are the worst one we've had so far, isn't it?
Is that true?
I think we're doing well.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think we're doing well. Yeah, I think we're doing well.
Sorry, I thought you were stopping there to restart the camera, so I was going to leave a cut point.
Oh, no, we've got a couple of minutes left on this cut.
Just a peek behind the curtain there at how this process worked. Who's that next?
Layla Hirsch.
Layla Hirsch. The little one. But she's really strong. But she's really strong, though.
She is really strong, and she's very good at suplexes. And her theme, I reckon, is either lovely, 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 or all right. It's heavier, which you don't see all the time with the lasses.
Yep.
I like how that's, it's different in that respect. And as I said earlier, I like me heavier stuff, and this is on the heavier side.
Mm.
It sounds like a song an ass kicker would walk out to, and an ass kicker she certainly is.
So you think it's either lovely or all right?
Top of all right. Lovely, lovely in that region.
I think lovely. I think it's got enough about it to push it into lovely, lovely, lovely. I think she's. I think it suits her quite well. Oh, I hate when this happens.
Yeah.
When it goes into double.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna have to zoom out a bit later.
Tempted
I think.
Tempted to put it.
Sam is having kittens again. He's had 2 litters so far during the course of the shooting of this video. But and of course, I should say as well, there'll be a comment down below saying, "Why don't you play the themes so we can hear what you're speaking about?" We haven't got that much money.
Not allowed.
Well, I mean, we can buy them, but like,
well, so
millions,
much.
Isn't
yeah.
it? The elite hunter, Frankie Kazarian.
She's going to hunt them down.
Who, ironically, has a theme called Deadly Business. And of course, it's fitting as his business will be completely dead because he is the worst bounty hunter in the history of bounty hunters.
He's hunted precisely 0 of the elite down.
He was hunting the same people who went to the same place he was going to. For months and months and months on end, yet every single time, he was always late.
They absolutely battered him 1 week. That's when Michael Nakazawa threw a basketball into him. Just thought, Frankie, you've had a nightmare.
To be fair, the song, it's very dad rock for me.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
but I would expect nothing less of Frankie Kazarian.
He is a dad,
isn't he?
He's
a bit of a dad, yeah.
Yeah, nice rhythmic guitar. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's a solid theme. I'd say it's verging on the top of all right and the bottom of lovely, lovely tier.
I'd say all right. But again, that might just be my anti- Elite Hunter bias coming out. And I don't mind Frankie Kazarian himself. I think he's a wonderful professional wrestler, but
the Elite Hunter was a terrible gimmick. Yeah. Not in maybe concept, but certainly in execution.
I'll put it in all right.
How can he be late every single time when he knows where they're going to be?
I know.
And they've been out there on national television, let's not forget,
I know.
For like 20 minutes beforehand.
Is that Fuego next?
It is Fuego del Sol, because you know how he's from Alabama or
right.
whatever.
Houston, Texas?
Yeah, whatever he's from.
Sammy's mate.
He's from, yeah,
right,
from that
south.
Neck of the woods.
Right.
That's his theme is exactly what a luchador from that neck of the woods' his theme would sound like.
That's a good thing.
Aye.
Is that a good thing, or do you want it to be more different? Are you glad that
Oh, no, I'm glad it nods, tips the old cowboy hat to that part of the world.
Okay.
Because that's where he's from.
So it's a mixture of, like, southern United States and,
I've written down
and Mexican.
The phrase swaggy guitar.
I'm sensing this one's going into lovely, just by the way you're...
I wouldn't say lovely, I'd say it's firmly all right.
Oh,
firmly all right. Maybe towards the bottom of all right as well. I don't think it's bad. But
you
I don't
have
think
nothing
it's...
but positive things and then you hit me with that.
Aye.
All right. I'd agree though, I'd agree.
It's not one you're playing on Spotify, that's for sure.
It's not a banger.
No, not at all.
Oh my God, is that Private Party?
I hate when Jen does.
Shots.
Remember Jen did that once and I thought, ugh.
Aye, she's weird.
It was creepy because it sounded nothing like her at all.
That's, when she does that in the Essex accent as well, it just sounds like a different person has possessed her vocal cords.
It's scary. Also, this might just be what I think about the Scottish accent, but surely the Scottish accent's a harder thing to produce naturally on a day-to-day basis than just a standard... American accent. Anyway.
Let us know your thoughts on the Scottish accent down below. But here we have Private Party. I've said the opening line, which is always, you just think, oh, they're there, aren't they? Oh, my God, it is Private Party.
It is. There's the bloke with the rope, although he's not part of it anymore.
He should be back, though, shouldn't
he? Should.
It's crucially, as we said earlier, it's better than the first theme they had. It's just a private party.
Oh,
A lot better than that.
I totally forgot about that.
And sort of fits their heel vibe a lot better for
yes.
me.
Yes. I think...
I'm going lovely, me, if I was putting this on
lovely.
My tier. Yeah.
I think it would have been all right for me, but a good sting always pushes it into... It's always worth bonus points for me, and that pushes it into lovely as well.
Yeah. And it's got that thing. I don't know if you listen to My Time by Triple H, but you know that very 90s noise in the background which goes up? It just goes up for a long time. If you listen to Private Party's theme, it's got that same 90s sort of... I don't know what it is.
Oh.
It's not synth, but it's very 90s. It's got that going on in the background.
I love My Time.
Yeah.
What a tune
My
that
Time
is.
Is Triple H's best theme.
Yes, I'd agree, but I don't know if many people would.
No, I don't think they would. Suck it in by the game. I've seen certain people say King of Kings is the best one. Disgusting.
That's third of the three for me.
Yeah.
I think, just to clarify, a good sting can help a song, but there's two wrestlers in the world who I think have way too much going on in the start of their songs. One's Cody Rhodes, because he's got... And then wrestling has more than one. Rough, and then Bullet Club, when he was in the Bullet Club as well. There's all that going on. The Miz has got
several
quiet
stings.
On the set, the camera sounds, and then
going over the town.
It just needs to be awesome. Just needs awesome. Boom, and he's out. Sorry, that was just a little point, little interlude there.
There we go.
Next up, we have Jake Hager. His individual theme, not the Inner Circle version. I got him hurt. That's all I hear. It's one of those songs in the similar vein, in my opinion anyway, to Daniel Garcia and Serena Deeb. But once again, musical expert whose heart is stuck in 1993, Jack Atkins, says it's a subtle trap beat. Whatever the hell one of those is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're in the hood now. I should point out Jack Atkins isn't from New York. He isn't from the West Coast. He's from Liverpool.
Liverpool.
So,
but yeah. He does have a Wu-Tang Clan thing.
He's got a.
I said clan, didn't I?
He's got a tattoo of Mad MF Doom as well.
Aye.
And a tattoo of Stevie.
He knows what he's talking about.
Stevie Wonder tattoo as well. He's not just about the hip hop.
Has he got a Stevie Wonder tattoo?
I think he's got Stevie on his other thigh and MF Doom on his other one.
Wow.
I know.
Amazing.
Hey, what a guy.
Again, very MMA. I'm thinking of the undercard of MMA with the subtle like,
I am,
noises.
But I don't like it as much.
Yeah.
As the previous. What was the one you compared it to?
Deeb and Garcia.
Yeah, I don't like it as much as like a Garcia theme, for example. So I'm thinking it's just about bearable, you know.
I'll go for that as well. All these themes are lost on me because I'm just not a fan of the MMA or that particular kind of subtle trap beat. I mean, I'm not against a subtle trap beat, but I'm
saying,
give me some strings and some drums instead. Jay Lethal, who starts off, well, he's had two themes already, I found out today, since being in AEW.
Has he?
The first one, I assume Mikey Ruckus must have learned of his debut very late in the day at Full Gear. It was okay. Full Gear, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Full Gear.
So he produced a theme in about 30 minutes, which is what Mikey Ruckus does time and time again.
Yeah,
he hits
yeah.
out the park every single time. But since then, the entire sort of pomp and circumstance... copy? What's the word I'm looking for
tribute.
There? Tribute.
Upgrade.
Yeah.
Remix.
Remix, that's what I'm looking for. It's turned into a... It has that for the intro now, but instead of the rest of Pomp and Circumstance, it's got like a bouncy rock thing, which is similar to Matt Hardy's theme, which tells you that Mikey Ruckus has made it.
I have not heard this new version. I've only heard the electric version.
Do you like Matt Hardy's theme?
The
one that starts like...
All I can think is the... at the start. Sounds like a Slipknot song. A subtle Slipknot beat.
Psychosocial.
Yes, it does sound like psychosocial. The Jay Lethal one. Oh yeah, well, it's gonna have to be you because I don't know the second version.
I tell you what, I'm gonna go for All Right. I think it's All Right. I think it's All Right in terms of its tribute to Pomp and Circumstance. I think it's All Right afterwards.
You can't beat the original Macho Man Pomp and Circumstance.
Yeah. I did it in its attempt. Well, I don't know if it was. Intentionally, I doubt it was intentionally sound like Matt Hardy's theme, but it just sounds like a slightly worse version of Matt Hardy's theme. Maybe that's because I've listened to Matt Hardy's theme quite a lot.
Maybe,
who knows?
Maybe.
You tell us in the comments down below how wrong we are. Next up, we have Ty Conti. Who is Brazilian.
Yep.
And you can tell she's Brazilian because of her entrance theme in AEW.
It's samba.
Just a nice song for a nice lady who's from Brazil and comes and kicks people's faces off.
To me... That even from your description, even if I'd never heard it, I'd go lovely, lovely, lovely. It's just lovely, lovely sounding.
It's got whistles. It's got sort of street instruments,
steel
like
drums
steel
and
drums
that,
and that, yeah.
Love a bit of that.
Anna Jay. Naturally, we go Anna Jay after
What's
Ty Conti.
What's her solo one?
Her solo one is the same one she had when when she joined the Dark Order,
when it was
a bit like, bit creepier, a bit spookier.
Yeah.
And it's still that one to this day, as far as I can tell, which means it's too slow, too creepy, too dark and disturbing for such a nice lady who was part of a hip.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Pop and happening group of stallions.
Yeah, I think so as well. Does that mean we're going just about bearable?
I think we go the same. Because it's very much the same. It just doesn't fit the sort of shtick anymore.
Yep,
and it should be updated. Next up, naturally, after Ty Conti and after Anna Jay, we have their tag team theme, Ty Jay's theme, which is called Fight. Now, it sounds like it's honestly right. Go and find it on the YouTube, right, dear viewer. It sounds like it's come straight from New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, really?
It's got that sort of like retro, like guitar-y vibe. You know what I mean? From New Japan. Yeah. Well, they still do that sort of thing today, don't they?
They do.
It's got Anna's riff, but it's sped up and it's quicker. It's quicker and it's happier.
So it's like a mixture of the two.
It's sort of not really ties, but it's definitely got Anna's riff in there from her individual theme. But it's sped up and it's happier and it's pacier, and it's basically what her normal theme should be today, with her current shtick as part of the Dark
Order.
Would
you say that it's like less clumsy than a Jericho theme tune?
Like
it's not a mash. Not a
clumsy. Oh no, it's not
mash.
A total mash.
Okay,
it's not a monster,
mash. Yeah. No. Would you say? Would you say therefore that it's lovely, lovely, lovely?
It's definitely the same level as Ty Conti's individual theme. It's definitely a step up from Anna Jay's Dark Order theme. Next up, we have 2.0, and if you want some generic heel rock music, this is where you come to.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe once again that's the point because of who they are.
But for me, we've got therefore got to put it in with the Factory in Just About Bearable because it's generic heel rock music.
Yeah, I'd agree. I feel like I'm going quick here, but what more do you need to say?
Well, some of them, there's going to be more analysis for some than others, isn't there?
Yeah, what more do you need to say about that one? Joey Janela, always a banger.
Yes.
Retro. Once again, I'm cruising in my car through Newcastle upon Tyne at 1 a.m, picking up the honeys, rolling down the window, smoke bellowing out the window.
Running over the frat boy.
Yeah, running them bastards down. Joey Janela's theme blaring. Well, not blaring. At a nice level where you can hear it from the outside of the car, but not so deafening when you're inside the car.
Yeah. I think it's made me miss it. I miss his theme.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a regular viewer really of Dark or Elevation. I want to see more of him again.
Yeah. It's at least lovely, lovely,
partly
lovely.
For the theme, yeah. I think lovely. But I'll go high up in lovely.
Nice 80s Bon Jovi-esque feel for me, which is never a bad thing. Kenny Omega?
Which one?
I hear the battle cry.
Yeah, sorry, I was thinking of just the orchestral one, but I prefer the...
That one we aim for peace.
Owen really likes it.
It and sounds like Cartman singing it to me.
Owen and Andrew both love it. They love this.
It's very video gamey, which is obviously Kenny Omega and that stuff. And I think it's a good song.
Yeah.
I don't think it's one of the best ones in AEW.
Ooh, see, I was going to say it deserves to be in the best one because of how iconic it is. But
maybe it does.
Maybe it...
I would agree with that, but for my personal taste, it's not one of the best ones in AEW.
Bottom of best, maybe.
Yeah. And it's one of those ones. I know they've edited it. It seems to have a different sort of start every time he makes an episode.
When he used to walk through Japan.
Yeah, that was too long, that.
Yeah,
that. You want that.
I'm glad they've trimmed it down.
Kicking the dick, don't you, with a wrestling theme.
What did you think of the version with the whole start? The dun dun. Dun, dun, and the
well, the last
rooms,
that.
Yeah.
That was what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he was a heel.
Heelish, yeah.
Yeah. Kip Sabian.
Oh, sorry.
Soup, super bad.
Oh, man. I wish he'd been allowed. Yeah, I wish he'd been allowed to keep his UK indie theme. I don't know if you know it.
What is it?
Super bad, super bad. He's gonna blow your mind. It turns into a dubstep jam. It's very heelish. Very
I feel
heelish.
Like I'm at Fight Club Pro.
Yeah,
right now.
It's really, really Fight Club Pro, yeah. That's exactly the sort of theme it is. I don't even know if he's ever wrestled in Fight Club Pro, but it's really indie. And like the cool kids on Twitter would love it. But he's not. He's got this new one.
And I think it's fantastic.
Oh, mate. What a swerve.
Oh, yeah.
Say it's not.
It's a shame he has to wear a bag on his head all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about, do you?
Well, he's underrated and he's over it. I don't know. That's just what he says on it. It's got written.
Right.
Don't know.
So that means you put a bag on your head?
I think he might be doing a bit of a Drake Maverick, trying to get himself over despite not being a part of the current... He's been recovering.
Why is he not... I know he got injured and whatnot.
Maybe it's just an extensive rehab.
Yeah. Shame.
Maybe when he comes back, he'll get a boost.
And keep the same theme,
because
it's fantastic.
Where do you think the theme belongs?
It's definitely Top of Lovely, that sort
top
of region.
Top of Lovely?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
You ever listened to it with the lyrics?
Yeah.
I'm super bad.
I think I was just disappointed because I was a big fan of his UK one, but fair enough.
This isn't Fight Club Pro anymore. Lance Archer, Bon Jovi, Everybody Dies.
Everybody dies.
And it's top tier. Now or never.
It's top tier.
We're not going to live forever because Lance Archer is going to kill us.
What a jam.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does sound like Bon Jovi.
So much hilariously like Bon Jovi.
But it isn't the top tier.
I couldn't believe my ears when I first heard it. I thought, how is that allowed?
And was it this year or last year? It was some time in this period of whatever this period of lifetime is. I don't know, I'm saying anymore. They changed it for a bit.
Oh,
and it was,
I know.
And it was bad.
Yeah, bad
and I'm
idea.
Glad they've gone back.
Yes.
So well done. I think it's top tier.
Yeah, you got I'll
it
put
there.
It in, don't worry.
Nyla Rose, whose original AEW theme, of course, got updated with beats and hoo noises, mm-hmm. with the little beat at the start, like, because she's native. Mm-hmm. Hoo, hoo. And that's what they do, isn't
yeah.
it? They don't have to do the arm movement as well. And it's got lyrics, and it's good.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, I think it's good. I don't think it's top.
In relation to what we've got in the tier so far, it's not up there.
No.
But it's okay if you're in a vacuum.
Yes. I think it's either bottom of lovely, top of all right for me.
Yeah.
Which one do you think?
Top of...
Yeah,
that one.
I don't think it's actually better than she does, and she's top of all right. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Here comes the beast to cast asunder. What does that mean, to cast asunder?
Cast it anywhere. Just cast it away.
What's your casting, though? A fishing line?
I don't know.
Aye.
No, just get out of my way. Cutting down swathes of opponents.
Interesting. Interesting.
I'm just checking that it's still all in shot for the viewer.
Aye. We might have to zoom out in the next bit.
Okay.
When the next camera cut happens, dear viewer, you'll know because the camera will be zoomed out on the tier thing. Next up, we have Abaddon. And I like the juxtaposition between what I've written down is the Jerry Lynn noise. You know that guttural heavy metal scream sort of thing? I don't know what that's called. And the melodic piano that happens in the background.
I've seen several Abaddon matches and never once noticed a theme tune because I'm always distracted by, bloody hell, what's this?
Look at that face!
Yeah, look at that! It's really good. I love Abaddon. There's nothing quite like it. I'll never forget when Anna Jay came out, I'm a magician, look at me, woo, I'm going to win. Abaddon came out and destroyed
her. Yeah, that was a good
was
debut.
Genius
that.
Bit of booking. I don't know anything about the theme. I can't think of it.
I think it's all right. It's very much a character-driven theme. It's very much putting character over substance.
Okay.
As that old-fashioned saying goes. So I'd go all right, mate.
Okay.
I don't think it's bad. It fits her to a T.
I'll go middle of all right.
It's nice. It's the juxtaposition is what makes it all right for me.
Right.
Next up, we have Shotty Lee.
Big Shotty.
Who has had two themes, as far as I can see, in his illustrious AEW career so far. It sort of sounds like a Here Comes the Pain... two SmackDown versus Raw 2008 menu song
right.
to me, which is not a good thing. The newer version is quicker than his old theme, but it still sounds the same as his old theme. And much like Shotty Lee, it's completely forgettable.
Oh, you've rizzle-razzled him there. I was expecting...
I can appreciate good wrestling, and Shotty Lee's a good wrestler. But outside of that, there's nout, is there?
Shotty Lee?
Shotty Lee?
Big Shotty Lee Johnson.
Big Shotty Lee Johnson.
Not in getting the bin.
I'd say it's on a similar to Just About Bearable.
Oh.
I don't think it's the bottom of Just About Bearable.
Everyone's avoided the bin so far.
Yeah. That might change towards the end, who knows. And then we have Lee Moriarty, where sat one day after his lovely match with CM Punk.
Yeah, very good.
PG Punk.
Really good.
Tiger Flame.
Punky Brewster.
Tiger Flame. I liked his entrance, me. Skipping down.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic,
yeah.
But it's a banger.
Mm-hmm.
It's chilled. It's chilled, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's chilled, but it's got that undertone of Tiger Flame.
Not as chilled as,
TH2.
Not as chilled as that, but...
It's a lukewarm bottle of water.
But
been left out
way.
In the sun for a while.
But in a nice way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
And it's got this sort of underbed of, like... Underbed, is that the right phrase?
I don't know. It, yeah.
I've not done music class since I was in, like, yeah, 9, okay. 10?
DJ on the keyboard to annoy the teacher.
Yeah,
DJ.
Playing samba.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. Yeah. Anyway, it's got, like, steel drums and street music things and... tappy things and whistles and that. It's lovely. It's a lovely noise.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Upper echelons of lovely, 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 though. Big old Lee Moriarty. Leo Rush. Now, he used this theme, I've been led to believe, during his MLW run.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why he kept it after that, because I think it's terrible.
Oh, you think it's terrible?
Dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun. I guess it's a catchy tune, but there's nothing to it. There's nothing to it at all. You would have heard it on the Dynamite last night as we're sat here. What did you think of it?
I think, even though I largely agree with what you're saying, I think that catchiness saves it from the bin.
Oh, I don't think it's been worthy.
Oh, right, okay.
I think we're on bearable terms here.
Yeah.
I think it could be a lot. Remember Leo Rush in WWE's his theme? I came to collect.
Yeah, that was good.
And it was kicking off.
Yeah,
that would have been up at tiers on this tier thing if he had that one today, but he doesn't.
From that, I've just had a little snippet of a theme in my head. Whose is it? Whose theme goes, I never needed you at all? Oh, that's Bianca Belair,
yeah.
No, bearable. I agree for Leo Rush. Bearable. Yeah.
It is catchy, but it should be a lot
better. It's not as good as I came to collect.
Not at all. No. Chaos Project. The most interesting thing about them is their wrestling theme.
Well,
it's a pacey rock number, yeah.
Yeah,
it's called The Pit, which I assume is not about something at the bottom of Luther's garden, and instead, the mosh pit.
Get in the pit and try to love someone. Barber to bar. That's a bit of Kid Rock. It doesn't sound like Kid Rock at all.
No, it's not at all.
Heavier than Kid Rock.
I think it's lovely, me, you know.
Wow.
I think it's up there.
What differentiates it from the other heavier themes we've heard? Faster drums?
It's a harder thing to try and decipher, but it's nice.
Yeah.
It is just nice. I don't know how do you decipher different heavier instrumental tunes from one another?
Ask Sam Driver. He loves all the heavy music.
Yeah. Sam, if you can differentiate Chaos Theory's... Chaos Project's theme from other instrumental heavy songs... Just put it on the screen now.
How is he going to represent that in an image?
He's going to just put a word.
Oh, right.
He's got room for a word.
Yeah.
Just slap it on there.
Cool.
Or he might not. It's up to him.
Yeah.
No pressure, Sam. Matt Hardy / the HFO. It's called Ghost Town. I think it's fantastic, me.
I think it's lovely, but not the best.
Top.
Wow.
Top of lovely.
Oh, top of lovely. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's on the similar level to the ones in the best, but it's certainly a very good song.
Okay. Yeah, I'd agree with that, yeah.
A lot better than Jay Lethal's, which is just a cheap imitation. I like Mikey Ruckus's vocals on it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like Vince McMahon speaking. Then we have the Young Bucks. I didn't put the Be in the Elite theme on there because they don't use it that much these days.
No.
But we've got the Young Bucks.
Super cute. This is the
yeah.
Oh, a bit boring for me.
I never liked it, mate.
No, same.
I don't know what I said a couple of years ago. Was it a couple of years ago? Or just last year? As I say, time is a concept I don't understand anymore. But back then, I don't know what I said, but I've never liked it. I might have just liked a Jen's face to keep her happy.
I'm not going to say it's like terrible. But it doesn't have oomph to it.
You know when you want a heel theme to have that swagger like the NWOs did or the Super Elites did?
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to do that, I think, but it doesn't do it.
Yeah.
It's not one you can strut to, is it?
No, they still do, but no.
Shall we go?
It's just about
all right.
Oh.
I think it's above the factory, for God's sake. Get out of town.
If this song... Say the factory had this song. That would be bin. We'd put it in bin if the factory had it.
Would we?
Yeah. I think we would.
Would we?
That sounds so weak.
But the shredding at the start. Surely the shredding keeps
the shredding,
out of the bin.
The shredding keeps out of
the shredding's
I'll put it in bottom of all right.
Yeah, I reckon there.
And I like when they shout Superkick Party as well. It's good.
I like it.
Please, I do.
Emi Sakura, who has the We Will Rock You drums at the start, which continues, if you listen to it clearly, all the way through the song while a mess happens on top of it. We've got like trumpet sounding things, we've got quick paced other drums happening, we've got all sorts. It just doesn't do it for me.
No, it doesn't do it for me either, which is a shame.
And I'm going to suggest it's bin time.
Whoa!
It's bin time!
Even with the.
That, if it ended there after those 3 seconds, that would be fine. But it doesn't. It just. It's like whoever put the song together forgot to take the dun dun ch out of the rest of the song, so it keeps happening all the way through.
And it sounds like they've accidentally left too many layers in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
It just doesn't do it for me. And the trumpets and that, nah, not for me.
She's in the bin.
She's in the bin. Emmy's the theme's in the bin. She's not in the
bin.
Yeah,
she's not in the bin.
Just the theme. Matt Sydal, My Time to Fly. Doesn't quite sound like that, but you know what I mean. I like its bowels early on. It's heavy and whatnot.
Yes.
Apparently, I saw on the YouTube comments for it, it's based on Cinder's theme from Killer Instinct. Whatever the hell that means.
What does that mean?
Okay. I don't know.
Is that a game? Is that a program?
I don't know.
It's Killer Instinct.
I've got no idea. And a little touch there from AEW when he comes out for the tag team matches with his brother, mm-hmm. Michael. Mm-hmm. It's Our Time to Fly.
Oh, I've never noticed that.
Nice little thing.
That is good.
Our Time to Fly.
You said you like the start.
Yeah.
But does that make it...
It's the heaviest stuff goes into like what his theme would have been in 2010.
And does that...
Weighs it down.
Yeah, does that? How much does that weigh it down?
I'd say it's either bottom of lovely or top of all right.
I don't think it's lovely.
We'll go right then. Right. I don't think it's one of the more memorable themes in AEW after the start. But what is one of the more memorable themes in AEW is Miro. And this is a top tier theme.
The newer one. Yes.
When
yes.
you hear that initial thing, you think, ah, bugger. The guy who's going to beat up God is coming down to the ring.
Yes.
And whatever fool's in the ring, apart from Sammy Guevara, is going to die.
I think it's also better than I'm the best. I'm the best.
That was
man.
A mess. That was a mess.
All right. I thought it was
disgusting.
All right, but this is better.
Yeah.
This is better. Would you say top tier?
Oh, it's top tier for
Whoa.
Sure. I don't know if it's top or top tier, but it's top tier for sure.
Plunk it in top for now.
MJF, whose theme is not made by AEW, which is one of those stock themes that anyone can use. Like when you used to watch Top Gear back in the day and you'd hear the Hardy Boys theme or Crash Holly's theme.
Yeah.
It belongs in a similar thing to that, but I think it fits into a T.
It does.
It's strange. It's annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying. But is it top or is it lovely?
It certainly fits him, mm-hmm. So it depends how much we're going to put that into its tier rank.
I'm just looking now at the other songs in top tier, and I don't think it's as good as any of them.
No.
So I think it's top of lovely.
I'll go lovely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
but,
fair.
But it does work. It plays it does work for him. Role well.
And next up, we move on to Proud and Powerful, who changed their theme this year.
If I wasn't proud, then for the worst, I agree.
That's not that theme anymore.
That was the one that sprang to mind straight away.
That's the one they should have kept. Yes. The new one is slower. It's less catchy. It still fits them, though, because they're all badass and whatnot.
Yeah.
And not according to Jack Atkins, but according to the YouTube comments on this thing, on the video of the new theme, it has an East Coast / NYC feel to it.
I like the idea that...
A New York state of mind.
Did Jack Atkins say, no, it doesn't? I thought you meant that he'd gone, no, that's way more boom bap.
I didn't ask him about this one. I was scared I was ruining his day too much by asking him questions endlessly. But just out of the sheer fact... I think it's a lot worse than their old theme. If I wasn't proud, then I wouldn't be powerful. As I wasn't proud.
That was brilliant.
That's a lot better. Yeah. I think this is all right, mate.
I think this is just about.
Not on the factory level.
I think I'm overreacting because of the step down.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're probably.
It is
right.
a dramatic step down, though. But it still fits them, and all the best to them. Jade Cargill, a storm is coming. I love it. The guitar, it's like a I imagine. I don't know. The Four Horsemen in the 1980s might come out with this theme.
It's the sort of theme where you think, even if you'd never seen it before, you'd think, oh, someone important's come in. And then you see it, you'd be like, oh, my God.
And I've just realised now I forgot to put the Pinnacles theme in here. But, oh, no, we've got 81 themes. That's enough for you, surely. My. Please say it's enough.
Where's Jade going?
Jade. Lovely, I reckon, for the theme.
Yes. Yes, I think that's
it fits her well.
Oh, lovely's getting full.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, one more and it'll need to zoom out.
Next up, we have War Geordie Pack, whose theme changed a little bit this year, but not too much. It's very similar to what it was back in the day. He went to that tree for the music video, which I don't think fits at all for him. Whoa, some lovely nature.
Yeah, that doesn't really fit him, no. He needed to keep the evilness and the psychotic and the...
I mean, this is very much going off the drum and bass... What's the lyrics? You're out of time. You're out of time. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
And it sort of doesn't have a definitive like beat and riffs and rhythm. It just sort of has like noise and frenetic stuff.
Which makes
stuff.
Sense for
him. Yeah, for him, yeah.
But I think it could be better.
It could be better.
Yes.
I liked his old Cruiserweight when he was a heel theme.
Yes.
Aye. But I reckon all right, maybe.
All right.
All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
could have Virgin on Lovely, but that might just be because he's Pat.
It depends if you like your drum and bass and whatnot. I sure drum and bass aficionados will love it, but we're not them.
No.
Paul White.
You're coming round again.
I don't know the words.
Yeah,
I'm just,
it sounds like South Park again, doesn't it?
You're coming round.
Yeah, it's like a song from Team America or something. Yeah.
It's called New Room, New View, and it features a man called Joe Altier. And you might recognise that name because he was a part of Brand New Sin, who performed his WWE theme, Crank It Up. So it's the same man with the same wheel.
What are the lyrics? It's something about like, time to get your ass kicked again.
Yeah,
something like that.
About him leaving somewhere he didn't like and turning up somewhere he does like. The thing you can say about this It sounds like a Big Show theme.
I like it. I quite like it now.
No, you don't.
No, you're right. Yeah.
I think it's at least the most we can put it up is all right.
Yeah.
Or maybe just about bearable. I think
top of bearable.
It's very much of a nothingness for me, that song. But it's nice to have got the same guy and doing the vocal.
It sounds like you're right. It sounds like if there was a Big Show episode of South Park, that's what they'd make.
And a montage about how great he is.
Yeah.
Slow motion South Park. Riho. Bottom two tiers for me.
Wow.
Don't like it at all.
What? Why?
I just don't like it. I think it's annoying.
Too gentle for you?
Too light, and I know she's a happy-go-lucky sort of lass, and it's just my personal taste for a wrestling theme. When I hear it, I get annoyed.
Are you comparing it, just having a quick scan so make sure she's not on the list, to Yuka Sakazaki's theme?
Absolutely not, because that is top tier, but she hasn't appeared in AEW for ages.
No.
So I couldn't put her in here.
Riho
Chase. How can you not like that? But this one's just too wanky. That's the word I'm looking for.
Wow.
Too wanky.
Well, I'm going to defend it a bit. I'm not going to say it should be in one of the top tiers or anything, but I think that it fits her character. I don't think it's bin. I don't think we can bin it.
All right.
I'm fighting for it, so can we put unbearable in?
We'll put unbearable, yeah. It fits her character. I guess that's what keeps out the bin. But then I guess Emi Sakura does as well.
No, it doesn't, because she wasn't always Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. Lucha Bros. Mexa Kings.
Sarah
Miedo. Meet us in the ring. Now, I don't know if this... I'd like to know which part of the theme Alex Abrahantes does. But he does some of the lyrics.
Does he?
He raps on it.
What?
It says in the AEW official music YouTube channel, the song, whatever the title was, featuring Alex Abrahantes.
Wow.
So whatever part of the theme he does, please let me know, because I've listened to it in full and I can't picture him doing any of the lyrics.
I really like this one.
I think it's top tier.
It's top tier as well. Even though it's simple, you know, the chorus is really simple, but that's sometimes not a bad thing.
The choir in the background makes it feel big time.
And
the all-out performance.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Even though it was like an upgraded version, it worked so well. So yes, that's good. Whoa, it's moving.
It's top there. It's top tier. Powerhouse Hobbs. Powerhouse. Then it's got like a... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's like Halloween. Michael Myers is coming.
Yeah, which I don't think fits him.
Oh, I get scared, me. You think of Halloween. You think of Michael Myers. You think terrifying. You don't think Powerhouse Hobbs. Because Powerhouse Hobbs is more of a specimen, an athletic specimen, than Michael Myers could ever dream to be.
Yeah, yeah, we could batter Michael Myers.
Michael Myers is one speed.
Yeah.
But I reckon, Jack, and I went in the gym for a little while, a couple of months ago, it's a lifting song.
Oh.
I would put this on.
And lift.
On the assisted bench press.
Right. Does that work in the song's favour?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course it does. It's at least lovely, I reckon, Powerhouse Hobbs.
Oh, at least lovely. Yeah. All right, we'll go lovely.
Do you reckon?
I was thinking all right or lovely.
Oh, my God, the tear. Scroll down a bit.
We're still in.
This is a big boy. It's a very big boy. Mm. And speaking of Powerhouse Hobbs, he, of course, is a part of a group of wretched men called Team Taz.
Oh, I quite like Team Taz.
And their Team Taz's theme, I reckon, is top tier.
Yeah, go on.
I love it. Yeah. Yo, kid.
Yeah.
FTW, bring it on. That's just heavy. Some might call it generic. I think it's got more balls than to be generic.
I like it.
Yeah. Any more else to add?
No, because I think we're about talking about another member of Team Taz, so I'm all right just moving on straight.
Tricky Ricky Starks.
Yes.
The future is televised. It's top tier.
Oh, yes, it is actually.
Could
it be
a game show song on a Saturday night on ITV1?
Yeah.
Yes, it could. Does that mean it has to go any lower than the top tier?
No,
it doesn't. It's fantastic.
Yes, it is. And it to me, that song makes me think they see something in Ricky Starks.
Yeah. And the fact that he's taking the time to stand in the mirror at home and do his arm movements in time with the. It's all fantastic scenes. Peter Avalon.
Pretty
saxophone.
It's great.
Bobby the Brain Heenan would love to have this theme.
Yes.
It's, I don't know if it was the one they actually used at WrestleMania 17, but the one they dubbed on the version I've seen, it very much fits that.
I love this song.
I think it's fantastic.
I think it's lovely, lovely, lovely.
It's more character over substance, but the substance is more substantial than your Abaddon's.
And also, how much substance does Pretty Peter need, you know?
With that moustache, not much.
Yeah, I think it's lovely.
And it's a song that we've all used in the bedroom to impress a lady, isn't it?
Yeah, why not?
Stick it on. Put a candle on.
Pretty Peter. Peter Avalon poster on the wall.
Yeah. Anything can happen then.
Looking down at you.
Red Velvet next up. Stir It Up. And if you listen to it, and if you shut your eyes, the beat of it and the sort of the retro sort of sounding thingy that happens on top of it makes me think, at least, of Harlem Heat / Booker T.
Oh, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. I like it, me. It's got to go. Top of All Right or Lovely, one of the two.
I think Lovely.
If we're putting Ty Conti's theme in there, for example, this one's got to go in there
as well. Yes, very good point.
If Dustin's in there.
Lovely is chock-a-block.
Yeah, but go and listen to it and you'll get like Harlem Heat vibes, I promise you. I promise you. Next up we have Sammy Guevara. Take Flight. It's laid back. It's got that spacey
Sammy Guevara.
That synthy stuff in the background as well. The wah, 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 wah.
I think it's atmospheric.
Yeah.
It's it's not like the most in your face, like Smash Mouth, not like the band Smash Mouth. It's not All Star by Smash Mouth, but it's I notice it the most when he's like celebrating a win and it's still going on in the background. I'm like, this is a pretty good song, this.
Yeah.
But it's not the most immediately grabbing one. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. But I think it fits him because he's sort of laid back until he gets in the ring. Then he starts doing 6:30. He's like a madman.
This is like an English essay.
I've written
that point together there.
Yeah. I've written down, I could get high to this song. If I did the drugs. I don't do the drugs. Don't do drugs, kids. No. But imagine if I did do the weed or whatever.
You'd stick on
You could stick this on and do it.
I think lovely.
I've watched the film Blow. Yeah, lovely, definitely.
I think top of lovely, actually.
I'd agree. I think it's a good song. And then we move on to Sean Spears, who still has the same theme as he had way back in Day by a Wrestling Flow.
By Josiah.
Big Josiah. Yeah. It's very inspirational in its lyrics and whatnot, how he's going to be the perfect 10 again. And yeah, go on, me.
Of chairs.
It's a bit weird for him to have now, I guess, because he's the chairman. He's a bit like, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I'm a crazy man with a chair.
He's also the accountability buddy of Wardlow.
He is. I don't know where we put this. Sorry, Josiah. I think you hit the nail on the head earlier when you were like, but Josiah's music does sound a bit similar.
Oh, I feel bad saying that now.
You do, because it is always good, and he's a very talented bloke, obviously.
There are some that I really prefer to others, yeah. Like the Undisputed Era one and the G.O.D. one, Tama Tonga and the Boys.
Oh.
So, well, and Tangalo, one of the boys. But this song and not Tessa's, what's she called? Serena
Deeb. All right, where are you going there?
I don't know. His song and Serena's, Theresa May's song and his song are really similar levels of Josiah Williams' song. So I think I'm going to put him next to her, if you agree.
That's fair enough. Cool. I think that makes perfect sense.
But I don't want to diss him.
Well, not dissing
him. He's a very talented young man.
He deserves all the success he gets, the 100%. Lad. Bloody hell. Sonny Kiss, who has a new theme song, by the way, after the recent turn involving Joey Janela as well. Kiss the Ring, it's called.
It's all right. It's good. It's all right.
I saw a comment on the YouTube video saying it was sang by Mikey Ruckus's daughter, which I don't know if it's true. It's an unverified claim, but if it was, his daughter has one hell of a voice. Mm. I just think after the turn involving Joey Janela going off on their own, I think Sonny, it's a nice theme.
Do you think it's lovely, lovely, lovely?
I think it's all right.
Do you think it's all right?
The vocals are lovely, but it's a song that grabs you. But then I guess Sonny's not that kind of wrestler.
No, but that's fine. I think that's still all right, though.
Yeah.
I don't think it's got too much. But the vocals, as you say, are a highlight.
Malakai Black.
Oh, just screaming.
I don't know how you say that. Amenra? Amenra?
What am I looking at here? Yeah,
Amenra. Amenra? This is the name of the band. All the cool people out there are going, it's called. This is how you say it, Ross, you nerd.
It's called Emelgregen.
It's called Ogentrust, which means eye bright, which is a plant for treating eye problems, apparently.
Oh, and he's got an eye problem.
Which is storytelling. Wow. Oh, he's on a different level as Malakai Black.
This is on my Setting Fire to a Church playlist, this song. And Setting Fire to a Church vibes.
The lyrics really speak to me. And I know it's got actual words, like where the screaming happens, but the fact it just goes, and then it goes to black. Just speaks to me, you know? I'm on that wavelength.
Jack Atkins said this one should be top tier as well.
I think you should be top tier.
Oh, I thought it was lovely, but if...
There's a song with bowels and a song that fits the character. It ticks both boxes for me.
Go on, then.
There we go. Orange Cassidy. Now, this one is going to cause a Mikey ruckus because on its own, Pixies, Where Is My Mind, a fine song. I can understand why they gave it Orange Cassidy. He's laid back. He doesn't know what's going on. Where is his mind? We don't know. He's going to try? Is he going to try? He's not going to try. We don't know what's going on with Orange Cassidy. But as an entrance theme for a professional wrestler such as Orange Cassidy, not for me, Jeff.
Yeah, I think that you're right. It is laid back and Orange Cassidy's laid back. It is weird and a bit trippy. But Where Is My Mind has got a sense of melancholy about it that I don't think fits Orange Cassidy's character. He's more carefree.
Yeah.
And he
should have... We are young. We are super grass.
You should have Jane by Jefferson Starship, which was his indie theme. It fit him so much better.
Is that the Top Gear theme?
No, that's Jessica. Another woman's name.
Jane and Jessica.
But no, I'll put it on when we're finished. It's fantastic.
Interesting. You have to sing it now?
I can't. There's more going on. There's the instrumentals as well. Stuff. It's very 80s, and I couldn't do it justice with my voice either. For me, it worked once. And for some reason, it really worked when they beat Miro and Kip Sabian. And Statlander was there, and Trent and his mom. And for some reason, that outro...
That's just Sue working wonders for you there.
Yeah, they were all giving her a thumbs up and they all did a group hug and I just thought, oh. And it was like the midst of lockdown, everyone's feeling sad. And I remember watching that and just, it was like a weight being lifted up. I was like, wow.
Mm.
That's one plus for it for me. But you're right, as much as I love the song and the band are fantastic, it's not, it's... On paper, this is a better song than Jungle Tarzan Boy.
Oh, yeah.
But in context, Tarzan Boy's blasted out the water.
It's more for wrestling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Baltimore.
So,
but I reckon, because especially when he had Best Friends theme as well, that worked for me, Orange Cassidy coming out of that.
Yeah.
Don't know why, but it just did. But this one just doesn't quite work for me.
No.
So as a wrestling theme, as an AEW wrestling theme, bin!
Whoa! Really?
I still think it works.
Fair enough.
Oh, do we go bearable?
Well, I'd put it...
Because it is a nice song.
If it was me, I'd go as high as All Right. But Bin...
We've just spoken trash about it.
I said that one time, saved it for me.
We'll go bearable.
Yes!
I split the
difference. Saved it from the bin.
That is a wrestling theme, by the way. Bin. I like the song by itself, but not as a theme for Orange Cassidy.
Is it the best Pixies song? Are you familiar?
That's the only Pixies song I know.
You might know Here Comes Your Man. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a good song. Love it.
Aye.
From 500 Days of Summer and other films.
Aye.
And what's the other big one? Maybe Debaser. Anyway, sorry.
Darude Sandstorm.
Yes.
Brian Danielson, you're going to get your effing head kicking. Very subtle, very subtle. Once again, influenced, I reckon, by those undercard MMA things with the... Is it a trap beat? I don't know.
A little trap beat going on.
It sounds like a trap beat to me, who knows nothing about
it's
trap beats.
A lo-fi hip-hop beat.
It's not a lo-fi hip-hop beat.
Hi-fi hip-hop beat.
Aye.
I don't know.
Lo-fi is more like...
Okay.
You take acid on.
Oh, right. I wish I knew more.
I stick that lo-fi playlist thing on when I'm working all the time.
Oh, really?
That lo-fi hip-hop beats. Aye, it's not one of them.
The one on YouTube that's just always streaming. Ah, right.
It's on all the time. They must make so much money then.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think this is the definition of okay.
Yes, I would
the
totally
definition
agree.
Of all right.
It doesn't quite do it for me.
I can see what it's trying to do with getting the crowd pumped up and doing the chant along with the chant, but the fact it's so subtle, I assume that when you're in the arena, you can't bloody hear it very well.
Yeah, yeah. I think so as well.
So I think it's just an okay song.
Yes, same.
No, I thought you'd disagree there.
No, I totally agree with that one.
Fair enough.
I'd much preferred, and it's a shame because they can't use it, but just his original Flight of the
Valkyries. The original one.
Yeah, the one in WWE.
That's another thing that weighs
it down. All the Final Countdown as well. Yeah. But, yeah.
The thing that the start as well, how it's all like vintage and whatnot, has got that effect on it. For the Flight of the Valkyries bit at the start, that weighs it down as well because it's sort of like, is he here? Is he? He can't. Not quite there, is it? Hasn't quite got the.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Sting.
Speaking of stings.
Hi.
Sting. Oh, right, I thought you
Bye. Daniel Bryan's ain't got one.
And Sting's next.
And Sting has. Well, yeah.
And the snow.
Meow.
And Tony going, it's Sting. For me.
It's Sting's, grand, isn't it?
Sting's entrance is more than just the song.
Yeah.
It's all everything going on at once. I don't know whether that makes it, in my mind, better than it actually is.
I don't know why, but I imagine going around to Sting's house for Halloween. And then, like, you'd open the front door and that song would start playing. And then when it dropped, he'd walk out at the top of the spiral staircase.
Okay.
That's what the vision I've got in my mind is at the moment.
With snow as well, indoors.
Yeah, why not?
What do you think of it?
I think it's lovely, me at least.
Okay.
I think it's massive.
I'm not willing to put it in the best.
That's fair. I'll go
right,
for lovely.
Then, fair enough.
I'll go for lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah, I think
so
it's good. It's a good theme.
Yes, I think so as well.
Thunder.
Rosa.
Jerry Lynn.
out of all the songs, maybe every single one that we've talked about, maybe also alongside Miro's, this song makes me think, oh, someone's coming out to kick some ass.
And you can tell it gets people pumped because I know Thunder Rosa is popular anyway, but this the sound of this theme just makes people go, ah!
There's the sound of the
sound of the toilet
again.
Goes on again. Can you hear it? We don't know. We'll crack on.
Where do you think, though?
Best.
I think best. Yes. I thought you were going to try and say lovely.
I know she's from the graveyards of Tijuana, so it's got that sort of like, I don't know what the right word to use is here, but you know what I mean? In the body of the song, it's got like that, the drums and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's got mixed in with the heavier stuff. So I like it. It kicks you in the bowels and it's good. And speaking of songs that kick you in the bowels, multiple times, we have The Butcher and the Blade, which goes straight in the top for me.
Well, I was going to say, you'll want to put it in the top.
Oh, it's a fantastic song. That's three songs in one. If you listen to it in
if
full.
It wasn't The Butcher and the Blade, would you put it in the top?
Yeah,
okay,
I like
that.
It's a wrestling theme. I like the heavier theme.
Fair enough.
And this is a song once again. If you're walking down Northumberland Street in Newcastle upon Tyne, and you want to show those those THART boys, those THRAT boys, who is the boss? put this on.
Put that on and do the butcher's knee walk as you're going
do
down.
That as well. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think it's like chopping the neck. Andrew, show me the weak.
I can imagine some, like, if you got into an argument with like an older man in a pub, he'd do that to you from across the bar.
I'd love to look like the butcher when I'm a bit older. If I start going bald
he's
on top.
He's a terrifying looking
it's
man.
It's fantastic. Imagine being sat in a pub and just seeing him at the far side of the bar. You wouldn't mess with him.
No, true.
The
true.
Frat boys wouldn't either. And speaking of the Butcher and the Blade, of course, we have the Bunny, who has just got her own theme now, which is a slightly less good version of the Butcher and the Blade's theme.
I don't think it's
I don't even think it's lovely.
It's
good, yeah. It's right. I think it's all right.
Yeah.
It fits her character as the weird bunny lady.
Yeah.
And she's with the Butcher and the Blade. Mm. So, yeah, good for that. I don't know what else to say there. Next up, we have Adam Cole.
You know it's all about the boom!
So the thing that makes this potentially the best song in AEW is the fact that both, well, I assume it's Mikey Ruckus, since he made the bloody thing, I think, he's put in a proper boom point for Adam when he's on the apron. That's what takes it potentially from just the best tier member to potentially the best theme in AEW, because it was, you could tell it was missing at the start of his run.
Yeah, yeah. And now, although I can't quite place it yet, I'm not as, obviously Adam Cole knows the song better than I do, but I'm sure I'll learn it in due course.
Are you telling me you've not stood on the side of the bath and done done that?
I'll be practicing it in due course, because there's nothing more satisfying. I got to do that once live in front of a wrestling crowd.
Did you?
Yeah, me and Pachiti came out for the North pre-show to the Undisputed Era's theme tune, and then I was playing the Cutty in the Bank briefcase like a guitar. And then we got in the ring, and then Pachiti went, Adam Pachiti.
Oh, no.
It was fantastic. But we managed to, we got on the apron and did the boom. And to all the real wrestlers backstage, we must have looked like such sados listening to the theme going, when's the boom? When do we do the boom? It was really good.
All right, but that's straight in the best.
Yeah.
Wardlow's next. This is war. This is war. Then it sounds like a Disturbed song to me.
Oh, yeah, I can see
when
that.
When it kicks
yeah,
in, good and proper. I think it's lovely, lovely, lovely.
I think it's probably lovely as well, but it's not as good as a Wardlow song could be. And I hope that when he does split from MJF, it gets bigger.
What is a Wardlow song, in your opinion?
I don't know, like a Batista song, like Walking for Miles. Inside them. No.
Yes.
Maybe I'm just comparing. I'm wanting his eventual split to be like Batista's split from Evolution.
But no, who is like Batista and Triple H? Currently, as we're sat here recording this on December the 2nd, whenever this goes out.
Who is?
Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker.
Yes.
When that happens. Four. Wah!
Yeah.
That's her theme, Jamie Hayter's. And finally, we have a contentious one. It's John Moxley.
Wild Thing!
Yeah. Do, 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 do. Now, I get the historical context and how important it is to certain fans of a certain vintage and why Moxley would want it considering his style.
Yes.
But for me, John Moxley's original AEW theme is better than the one he's got now.
Absolutely. I thought at the time he had one of the stronger themes in AEW, and they had a much smaller roster when I'm thinking of whenever this time is I'm thinking about. But yeah.
I guess it is nice when people start joining and singing along when he makes his big entrance. Yeah. I remember that event when they had the fans back for the first time, and it was Bucks versus
him and
Kingston. And they walked out. And
yes.
That was good.
That was raucous.
But I still think his original theme was better.
Not as a song, but as a wrestling theme.
As a wrestling theme,
agree,
yeah. For John Moxley.
It was
AEW.
Really funny when they accidentally got him the original Wild Thing, and then he was stood in the ring with
a little flute playing.
Solo was playing, yeah.
How high up does it go? It's still a fine song. I think the old one was better.
I think it needs to go bottom of Lovely. I'll go with that. It's just because we've already heard his really good earlier one. There we go.
Now, I'm cursing my luck as we're sat here on December the 2nd, because last night on Dynamite, of course, Chris Statlander came out with her theme for the first time that I can remember in quite some time, because I don't watch AEW Dark or Dark Elevation. She had been coming out with the Best Friends theme, so that's why that one's not there. No doubt I've missed a few more off. We've just been through 81. Hopefully, that satisfies your palate enough. But of course, as always on these tier list things, we must find out who or what song this time is the best of the best. I'm going to ask Jack the Jobber a series of questions.
It's hard.
It's quick fire.
It's hard.
As quick fire as quick fire can be. So are we going Baltimora, Jungle Boy, over Jamie Hayter?
I'm sorry, but I've got to go Baltimora. Sorry.
Ruby Soho over Baltimora?
No.
Super Elite over Baltimora?
No.
And Packin' Hit?
No.
Varsity Blondes over Baltimora.
No, they're both 80s jams, but I prefer the Baltimora one.
FTR over Baltimora.
I'm sorry, but you know that I don't like the FTR ones.
Judas over Baltimora. Am I saying the I a bit too severely?
Baltimora.
Baltimora.
Baltimore.
Baltimora.
I'm going Baltimora still.
Christian Cage over Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore.
Best Friends over Baltimore.
It's got to be Baltimore still for me.
Cult of Personality over Baltimore. It's a big one. It's a big call.
For the sheer joining ability, I'm going Baltimore.
Cody Rhodes over Baltimore.
For me, Ross, I'm going to have to go for Baltimore for this one.
You like Baltimore, don't you? Yeah, Darby Allin over Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Kenny Omega over Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Lance Archer, Bon Jovi over Baltimore.
Oh, I do like Lance Archer, but I'm going to go for Baltimore.
Miro over Baltimore.
Baltimore.
The Lucha Bros over Baltimore.
Baltimore, but if it was the live one for that time, that was the class for Baltimore.
Team Taz, their collective theme.
Oh, Baltimore.
Ricky Starks, his solo theme.
Baltimore, but that could grow on me more.
Ah!
Baltimore.
Thunder Rosa over Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Butcher and the Blade over Baltimore.
Baltimore.
And finally, Bobby Dazzler requesting everybody. I am on tenterhooks. Sat here, my palms are sweaty, my knees are weak. Adam Cole Bebe over Baltimore. Who is the best theme?
They're one and two for me. They're one and two. I'm gonna. Which one would I rather hear playing live? Baltimore. But Adam Cole's pushed it very close.
There we go.
I'm
then.
Afraid I've gone for Baltimore. Your mileage may vary.
Scientifically and empirically speaking, the best theme in AEW today is Baltimore, Tarzan Boy, Jungle Boy, and the Jurassic Express. There we go. 81 themes have been put into a tier list thingy. I hope you're happy. We'll be back with WWE versions in the not too distant future. How should we do that? Should it be Raw and SmackDown?
Yes.
Not bothering NXT.
NXT's changed all the themes, so I don't know what's going on.
And some of them are very generic.
Yes.
So we're not bothering NXT. But Raw and SmackDown versions of this video coming to a YouTube near you very soon indeed. And over the Christmas break, we'll have the yearly roster reviews, looking at the superstars and what they've done over the year and putting them in a tier list as to how their 2021 has been in and around the squared circle. It's all systems go for Gary Ocho. Any closing remarks?
Oh, it's just been a fun one, hasn't it? Long, but I'm glad that there's been... You know what I've noticed? AEW are not afraid to throw in a lot of variety.
Yes.
With their themes.
You know what I've noticed? I am too old for a lot of AEW themes today. All this rap and trap beats and Chicago and New York stuff.
Yeah.
Aye.
But there's still older stuff. There's the Varsities. There's the Lads.
When's the wrestler going to get the Killers? Huh? Or Baby Shambles, eh? Or the Twang. Get the Twang, somebody.
When's a wrestler going to get a bit of S Club?
Hey?
Yeah.
Hey?
Seven or juniors, don't matter which one.
Oh, no, it's got to be seven.
Yeah, that's got to be seven.
Or three, as I saw at University 10 years ago. Bradley, Joe and Paul.
Oh, that's all right. That's not a bad combination.
Bradley tried his backflip. He didn't make it. It was a fantastic moment. We all laughed. Thank you for watching. I've been Gary YouTube. He's been Jack the Jobber. We'll see you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.